GM. I love you guys. You're my family. How exciting. I'm really excited to be here and to just be in God's presence. We have a kind of new to you song, but old school, like junior high for me. Yay. But anyway, check out the words. It's really fun, and I think you'll like it. But let's just praise God and focus on Him and lift Him up and exalt Him and just be thankful. You know that scripture, enter His gates with thanksgiving in your heart and enter His courts with praise. So let's just be thankful for Him. I'm thankful for the cross, the reason we're all here, right?
The cross has set it all. The cross has set it all. Can't deny.
Stay.
My soul now.
So now we're going to go into the tithe and offering part of our worship here. We're just worshiping God by getting in His presence, offering up our praises to Him, submitting ourselves to Him. And another way we worship God, another facet of worshiping God, is with our tithes, with our time, our finances. So we get out the buckets here, and then we can come up and just give our tithe to the Lord. And when we submit that area of our lives financially or in worship of any kind, it opens up a doorway for God to bless us, to work in our lives, to transform us. So I would encourage you guys just to come now and give your tithe and love on Jesus. So come and give.
You are clothed in majesty.
You just to ask. Would you just ask him, Lord, speak to me. John 10, Jesus says that my sheep or my people know my voice. We need to be people that know his voice. Just ask him with your own voice. Say, Lord Jesus, would you speak to me? Listen, I believe he wants to speak to us tonight. One of the most important things you can do is just to wait on him. In the silence, his voice is strong and he whispers in your ear. God likes us to wait on him. Do this in the morning. Do this during the middle of the day. Let your heart be softened. Receive the peace of God and wait on him to strengthen your soul, to strengthen your mind. And if he speaks to you, take it and run with it. Be obedient to it. Receive it. And line it up with the word of God and make sure it is his voice. If it lines up with the word, it's sure to be his voice. And ask a friend or somebody, or ask a peer to you, somebody over you, and ask him, does this sound like God to you? God is personal, and he wants to know us. Dismissed here, and I'm just gonna pray for you so that people don't feel awkward if they have to leave or if they have to go. So you can stay sitting, you can stay standing, whatever you want to do. I'm just gonna pray for you and ask God to bless you, and that God would continue to reveal himself to you. And that's all that Paul prayed for. He always prayed that God would reveal himself to the church. So I'm gonna pray that for you tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for Jesus. God, we thank you for your Son. God, we thank you for the answer. It's Jesus. We thank you for the source of all life. It's in Jesus. We thank you for the one who redeems us. It's you, Lord. It's Jesus. It's It's the Messiah. It's the resurrected one. It's the Lamb of God. It took away all of our sins. It's you. God, I thank you for your people whom you have redeemed and whom you have saved. Father, I pray that you'd bless them. God, that you continue to strengthen them. God, that their feet would be strongly secure in the rock. They'd be strongly secure in you. They'd not be moved to the left or to the right, Lord. But God, you'd strengthen them. God, that they would be continually renewed in their strength every day. That they would find your mercies and your grace every day. God, that they would continue to know you through the reading of the word and through your voice, through hearing your voice. That they'd be continually open to new understandings and to new revelations about who you are and the marvelous gifts and graces that you have given to us. The marvelous message of the gospel, Lord, that your people would come to know and rest their life on that. I pray, Lord, that you would encourage them and strengthen them, Lord, as they go out to be you in the world, as they represent you in their family and their friends and their bosses at their work, Lord, that you would be strong in them and move them forward. Lord, I pray more than anything, you'd strengthen them, Lord. I pray you'd strengthen them, Father, that their faith would be strong. Their faith would be strong in you, and they'd continue to fight the good fight of faith. I thank you, Lord. We bless you now. Protect your people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.